This is RSBNB Update, episode 54, hidden bug fixes and tweaks. Welcome everyone to RSBNB Update, episode 54. I am here with Brad, not Barwood, this week. So this week's show should be kind of interesting, seeing as there's just tiny, tiny bug fixes to RuneScape. So,
yes,
we're going to try and keep you guys entertained with whatever we have without, of course, being totally boring. So, yes.
That is the thin line we walk.
How has
I shall peak ween.
Yeah.
My week has been very normal.
Okay. Yeah, I just got up not too long ago, so that's why I'm interchanging some characters on my words, like Be Queen. Anyways. I know we had a problem last week with the sound quality because of those high-pitched things, so hopefully we should have that fixed for this week. If not, it'll definitely be fixed for next week, a.k.a. multi-track recording.
Yes.
So, RuneScape updates for this week. What do we have?
Nothing.
Tiny bug fixes and tweaks. Have you seen any of these little tweaks or bug fixes?
No, it's basically Jagex's way of saying we were too incompetent to get out the update, so we'll just lie and say we fixed some bugs. They did nothing. Come on, let's be realistic here.
Was there actually a system update?
Yes, there was. There was a system update.
Huh.
But unlike before, you know, well, you might not know because you're never awake, but when the system updates, if you go, as soon as the system update counter starts, if you go to the main page, the news is always there. Now, this week, it wasn't there till basically till the counter had gone to zero, so.
Hmm.
I don't know. It's nothing. Unless they actually listed some of the bugs they'd fixed, I don't think it's anything.
Yeah. Okay. So obviously they, obviously we try to keep our updates bug-free, but just like those pesky shrimp, if you slip through the net, so we've been busy hunting down and up more obscure issues and correcting them. After all, improving and fixing important existing updates is just as important as releasing new ones.
I think that reads incorrectly. It should be, we've been busy hunting down more money to put in Andrew Gower's wallet.
Yeah. And they also say that we are working hard on making July an impressive month, packed with mini-game, new spells, and some rather interesting quacks. We're sure you won't be disappointed.
Oh, but I'm sure I will be.
Yeah, so who knows about that? Like,
the most interesting thing is the new spells, I think.
Mm-hmm. What else? What kind of new spells?
I don't know. It could be maybe a teleport.
A teleport to
Remington.
Well, we should see by next week. We should have something to write about. But yes, actually, no, not write about, speak about. Write about is that other thing called RSBNB Informer.
Yes.
Yes. After the show, we need to seriously get down to that and figure out what's going on with it.
Yeah, we do.
Don't worry, people. It'll be out. Serious here.
Or the newspaper staff's heads will be mounted on my wall.
Yeah, maybe, I don't know. You can do that. So, the brewing game update and free-to-play update have been held back for extra testing. You know, after what we've seen with Carpentry, with that fight in the house bug, some of the other strange ones like heads falling off, head stretching when you teleport. Maybe it is a good idea to hold it back for war testing.
Yes, that's what they need to do with most of the updates.
Test.
Yes.
I
It must be
actually.
fun to test for Jagex, because all you basically do is play RuneScape on a private server. I could do that.
I don't know. Don't you think public beta servers would be a good idea for these updates?
Perhaps, but then it
Level
would
100s plus?
it would take away the excitement of, waiting and wondering what the update will be, because you'll know.
Yeah, I guess that would be kind of true, but I don't get excited over RuneScape
Depends. I was excited when Carpentry came
updates,
out.
do you?
Does that make me sad?
Does it make you sad? I don't know. Oh.
Yes.
I don't know. Also, did you see anything funny in this month's post bag from the hedge?
No, I skim over those, but I never give them much time.
Yeah. I want to write an anonymous one in because it's a rather controversial subject.
What is the controversial
Oh, never
subject?
mind. Never mind.
No, I'm sure the listeners would love to hear.
No, it's fine. Well, it's you wonder, like, they put these people walking around without shirts, but is that allowed in the game?
Really, is it?
Yeah, I don't
They've
know.
not got a shirt on.
This one farmer guy.
Perhaps he's a little hot.
Oh, maybe.
Yes. Well, I never knew pixel characters could control their body temperature, but.
Anyway, I don't know. They can they?
I don't know. But sometimes I wonder.
yeah, I don't know. So that's basically what RuneScape's been up to this week. It kind of reminds me of way back when we had the World 1 fan failure.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
So we had to
Nothing else.
talk about.
Hmm.
Yes. I guess that means questions?
Yes, on to
You want
questions.
to read the first one?
Just the first part.
Yes, and the
Okay.
second part.
Okay, what are your thoughts for water-cooled computers? Are they better than fans, or are they just for looks? Do you want to answer that, and then we'll go on to the second part?
Well, a water-cooled computer is basically like a when you put antifreeze in your car, except this runs with water and not antifreeze. Basically, there's a reservoir in the top, and then it channels the cold water through to the blocks, which are big metal blocks that go on certain things like the CPU, memory, video card, those kind of things. And that block cools down the water, or the water cools down the block and takes the heat out from that piece of hardware. Then the water comes back and then is re-chilled up top. Well, these are quiet. And they actually are better than fans, but they cost lots of money, and you can get them for looks, but I'd say they definitely do provide a better performance increase, being quieter and such, and also cooler. And of course, they also do look good. And of course, you just hope that they don't leak. Yeah, also, there was this one they, like, a few years back when 4 gigahertz was far off, they overclocked a 2.4 gigahertz Pentium 4 to 4 gigahertz using liquid nitrogen.
Yes.
Yeah, I showed you that, right?
Oh, yes, I remember that, yeah.
Yeah. So, yes.
Second part.
Yes.
And for Brad. Oh, I feel so
Where did you
special.
get this picture?
I just Googled it. I Googled water-cooled computers.
Yeah, I see. Yeah, it's definitely looks neat inside. So, anyways, you can take this second part.
Looks like something you'd see on Star Trek.
I don't.
Not that I watch Star
I'm not
Trek.
sure how you'd see that on Star Trek.
I don't know.
I am not sure about that.
Anyway.
So, yes.
And for Brad, if there is time at the end of the show, but I will do it now. In the last show, you said you don't watch much American TV. I was wondering, is there a lot of America where you live? Not really, I live in Germany. But are American movies. Yes. Quite a lot. I mean, there's the popular American sort of sitcom programs are
Like
shown.
what?
Friends, I don't know, the one with Ray Romano, and I can't think of the name.
Everybody Loves Raymond?
That's the one. But it just shows like that, and more on English TV than German TV.
Do you get the soap operas like Young and the Restless, Days of Our Lives?
No, none of that. Just, I think, more the comedy shows.
I see.
But not on German TV, or if it was on German TV, I wouldn't know what the fuck it was anyway, because they speak too fast. I've got a basic, very basic grasp of the German language, and I try and watch German TV, and I cannot understand what the hell they are saying.
Bumsenweg?
What? Bumsenweg.
Bumsenweg.
Never say that to a German. And I've probably pronounced it all wrong, but...
Bumsenweg.
Bumsenweg.
What about Sieg Heil?
Sieg Heil. Oh, yeah, well, if you make any Hitler remarks or, you know, throw a Nazi salute in front of a policeman, you can get yourself arrested. So. It's not smart.
Yes.
Right, and but basically, yeah, all the films are, because I think films are pretty much universal.
Yes, that's right.
But yeah, quite a bit of American TV.
Yes. Yes. Do you guys get tech shows over there?
There are a few on some of the digital channels, on some of the cable channels, but not a lot.
What about cooking shows?
Oh, yeah. There's a whole channel for cooking shows. I get English TV through a satellite.
Yes, you can steal satellite signals.
Oh, really?
Yeah, do you guys steal yours?
No. So, I don't know. Some bloke came to the house and set it up, and woo, we get English TV.
Okay, then. Next one is from bib user who does not use a bib.
And is female.
Yes, okay. Glad we got that settled. I've been trying to find an efficient and constant way of making cash for a while now, and I can't seem to find one. I tried merchanting, and I had no get at it. I always lose some money. PKing and staking, it's no question I'm bad at both. Any ideas how to make money?
Just a point, though. If you are a good staker, staking is the best way to make money, you know.
And how does one become a good staker?
It's learning. I mean, I've staked a bit for, like, you know, 100,000 gold pieces and stuff like that, and it's just learning. But, I mean, the top stakers win, you know, 400, 500 million per joule, but then they could also lose that.
Yeah, so how exactly do you win staking besides just hitting the person?
It depends. There's, like, different types. There's box staking, which is basically no armor, just a weapon, nothing else, and no movement, which you basically dagger special them and then use a whip and hope. It's basically luck. Unless for all the, like, all the good stakers have got all the 99 in the melees, so it's basically luck for them. But
yes.
Supposedly getting the first hit on somebody, hitting your opponent before they hit you or something like that. But
yes,
if you're good at it, you can win stupid amounts of money.
Okay.
Same with PKing, but I would say staking is faster if you're good at it.
Yeah, and we all know how I don't PK.
Yes, Shane, we know.
And so what would you recommend then?
Well, if she's no good at PKing or staking, I would say, Ranar seeds.
Yes.
If she's 70 fletching, which I'm not sure, I'll look up. Then there's just buying U logs and bowstrings,
yes.
Fletching the U logs.
Skill where you take U-longs. Sticks and make them into weapons.
Yeah, she's 82 fletching, so yeah, she could do that.
Uh-huh.
Let's look at the other skills. 85, you could just sell U's or magics.
Runecrafting.
52 runecrafting, yeah, make natures.
Through the abyss, yes. And then I'll come kill you.
Oh, yes. He's threatened that with me thousands of times.
I have?
Yes, you have.
Said I'd come kill you when you were runecrafting?
Yes. Yes, you did.
But I never did, right?
No.
Someone else.
You couldn't kill me if you tried.
Oh, you're 96. I'm 100.
I'm 97 there.
And I'm 100, so there.
It's not just about the level, Shane. You have to have some skill.
Oh, yeah, you just go in, entangle, right? And then attack?
Probably, but the abyss is such a short stretch, you probably couldn't finish me off in the time.
Oh, yes, I know tons of people were in there trying to teleblock me and that crap, but
I take an ectophile with me each run, so if somebody attacks me, I just tell you where.
Yeah. I'm thinking of doing some more runecrafting, but I need more combat, so yes.
Next question.
Yeah, I think so. I think we answered that one to the best of our abilities.
Which is not very good. Right. Do you want to read this?
Okay. How often do you get the staff members together on RSPB to do something on RuneScape? And that is from Mushroom Queen.
You can answer that.
Well, in the olden days, when you were in the womb, we used to go PKing about every weekend. That was probably the last time we got together and did something. When was the last time? Christmas?
We had the Christmas party.
Yeah, that private little thingy.
And then we went we have been PKing a few times.
Yes.
All the times but one we got totally obliterated.
Yes, and as soon as I see somebody coming in and I know it's done, I just run.
Yes. But we did have that one good trip when it was just me, you, Pika, Kula, I think, and maybe
Mike?
A few others. No, that was because Mike was at driving class, remember?
Oh, right.
And we didn't die at all. We got like 2 or 3 kills, but I remember that. But yeah, it's normally, if there's a special occasion like Christmas,
Easter, someone's birthday, we'll go do something on there.
If we're all online.
Yes, we did a few Calphite Queen trips, but either you and Jeff came with me and Mike, and I think either of you died each time, so that wasn't too successful.
We got, what else did we do? Can you remember when you were going to have that party because you finished Project Green, but I was banned?
Oh, yes, that never did happen, did it?
Yes, I was banned. I just had a 3-day ban during that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so sometimes, but not often.
Not often.
Thank you. Thank you, Mushy.
It is an exclusive club. Moderating staff.
Yes. You need to know the secret password.
Yes.
Okay. Shane, can you make a whip sound, a cat's meow, and then a water splashing sound concluded with an evil human laugh?
Do it, do it, do it, do it.
I can't do the whip sound. Maybe I'll do the whip.
Meow. That was a bad cat. Whoa. Do water splashing.
How am I going to do that?
Splash, splash.
Oh, right. Meow. Meow.
I sound like a cat being tortured. Oh god.
Water splashing. Pew! 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 And no evil human laugh because I just got up not too long ago.
There we go. It sounds like you've got a cough.
Yes. Okay, so that's that. That's from Skate Ilkley. We haven't heard from you in a long time.
Yes.
Welcome back.
We remember you.
We remember all our people.
Yes.
Anyways.
No question from PFK99.
No, no question from 99s today.
Ah.
It's time for tech news.
Oh, joy.
You want to read the first one?
Okay. According to reports, the recent police action against a popular Swedish file-sharing website was prompted by pressure from the White House on the Swedish government. How amazing. They were raided on May 31st, but are back up and running now.
The Swedish website called the Pirate Bay was attacked by the National Police. And this attack was sent in by the White House.
According to reports, the recent police action against Nazis German. I can't do it.
Anyway, so
did you play that sound?
Huh?
Or would that be plagiarizing? Playing that sound?
Oh, I think Twit is Creative Commons. I'm not exactly sure.
So Twit would sue us, bastards.
But they're Creative Commons, I think. I don't know. I won't play it. But if you, it's a sound of how the progression of the Pirate Bay shutdown worked.
If you have any of us added on MSN, ask to hear it.
Yeah, if you have us added. Basically, yeah, so as we can see, I don't know. Do you think it was right for the White House to do that?
I think America should keep their big fat noses out of other countries' business.
Non-interventionist.
No,
Yes.
I'm just... Not that way, I just mean, you know, if the Swedish think there's such a big problem with it, the Swedish can sort it out. We don't need your big fat American beer belly coming in and interfering with the European issues. Thank you very much.
Okay. So basically, this is not fair, so... Not fair that the US would do that, so...
Well, no, honestly, if the British government said something to the American government like that, the Americans would probably turn around and say, what? Not in that such harsh language, but...
Yeah.
To the effect of.
Yes, okay. So I guess on to the next tech news. Yes, Avata. WGA might be on the verge of getting messier, and one fact report claims WGA is about to become Windows Kill Switch. When they asked Microsoft for an
unprovoked
response, they refused to deny it. Yes, I think I'm easily understandable in my normal way.
Yes.
Anyways, he told me in the fall they are having the latest Windows Genuine Advantage become mandatory, and if it's not installed, it will give a 30-day warning, and when the 30 days up and Windows Genuine Advantage is not installed, Windows will stop working. Wow. So they say install Windows Genuine Advantage now. Do you have it installed?
Yes.
Okay, then. Currently, no one at Microsoft is blogging about this thingy, but no one's been quoted about it, and there are very few technical details available. So, what do you think about this? Do you think it's right to turn Windows off if people aren't genuine?
Yes, I think it would stop pirates. I mean, it is their product. They can do what they want with it.
Yes, so, I think it's an okay thing. Like, your version of Windows is genuine, right?
Yes, it is.
That's good.
It wasn't a while ago, but, you know, I changed it.
Right.
I couldn't stand the gut-wrenching guilt that hounded me night and day to know that Bill Gates wasn't getting my extra 100 euros or whatever it is.
Yes.
It really made me feel terrible.
Well, that's how much it costs there?
I don't know. I was just putting a figure out of my behind. I wasn't sure of the exact amount.
Yeah, so, I don't know. It could be a good thing for pirates, I guess, to have it shut down, but for normal users, it might interfere if it doesn't work for them, you know? Like, say your activation doesn't work.
Mm.
Also, the person who wrote the article said that he once bought a copy of XP Pro, which is like $300 in the US, said that the key wouldn't work and they wouldn't allow him to activate it, so he basically threw $300 down the drain.
How nice.
I know. So, it's kind of iffy about this. I don't know. That's the only problem that might come up. So, I don't know. Post what you guys think on this.
Yes, post.
Anyways. Starting now in Vancouver, you can pay parking meters from your cell phone and get a text message when the meter is about to expire. Even top up the meter without going outside. Motorists call a city phone number, provide the number of the meter, and order exactly how much time as they need, up to the normal limit of a meter. This means no more plugging a dollar or two into the meter when you intend to stay only 15 minutes, but you're short of exact change.
Useful, I guess.
Yeah. Service should also reduce operating costs because meters will suffer less wear and tear as fewer coins are used. Well, I don't know. This is a good thing, eh?
Yeah.
Without having to touch those dirty coins, you know?
Dirty coins.
Yes. Basically, you could just phone from your cell phone and get more time rather than having to, say, you're on the 50th floor of a building, go down, put some money in, find your car, then come back up.
Good point.
I think that would be useful. More places should implement this. Definitely something interesting you guys should write your city for. Figure out how to get this done.
Yes. Quite. It would be an interesting idea if they implemented it more widespread.
Yeah. Okay, so I guess we're on to rants now.
Yes, we are.
Okay, do you want to take this first one?
Okay, I will. Right. This happens about a month ago, exclamation mark. I've been a non-member for about 3 years. I just became a member recently. See, being a member gives you a lot of benefits. Spelled wrong, it's got an E. Two E's, not two I's, you idiot. Like, you can actually, spelled wrong, message Jagex when something goes wrong, exclamation mark, exclamation mark, exclamation mark. I can finally post my story so other people can see this happened almost a month ago. Okay, this is what happened. I just got hacked, and I barely got my account back. My friend gave me back my 4UNG, which is what the hacker wanted. He was pretending to be me, but my friend didn't give it to him. Then I get another F message, most likely from the same person who hacked me. I knew it was him, so I was really mad. And he was trying to prove he worked for Jagex. He made me walk all the way to Vary, and then he said, "We are going ot load Limproofs under you." So I'm waiting. Then he asked for my location. Then I see some nub run where I was, then walk away, and he comes back asking if he could have my rune G. Then Limproofs appear after I cussed him out because I knew for a fact his friend is the one who dropped it, and he asked me for my pass. Then I'm like, "Give me your pass first." Then he reported me for cussing and asking for his pass, so I got banned for 3 days. This was completely not my fault. Oh, it was, believe me. I doubt anything ever happened to him. Oh, and a few weeks before that, I got scammed off my full Zami, and I don't think anything happened to him either. Then a reply. "You know, how about you just shut up for about a week?"
That's what's somewhat
Basically,
sad.
this is your prime example of a RuneScape idiot. Just because someone did something to you, that does not give you the right to do it back to them. Just like real life, if some guy, stabs you, if you stab him back, you'll go to prison as well. You won't be able to use that as an excuse. "Oh, he did it first." No one gives a damn. Grow up.
Basically, the title of this message was "I got framed," but it was frammed.
He can't spell it. There's loads. It's like he uses and he also browses it. Another F message, most likely from the same person.
Oh,
He
this
walked
is.
me all the way to Vary, and then he said he was going ot load Limproofs under you. What the fuck?
I don't know. Like this, it's idiot. Like, why would you let someone stand under you like that?
What scares me the most is that this person in about 10 years will probably be an adult and be out in the real world.
Oh yeah. Yes. Yeah, that's. Ay. You weren't like that when you were 12, right?
No, of course I wasn't, Shane. I was bitter and twisted, like I am now.
Ay.
Honestly, the nubiest thing I said to someone on RuneScape, I remember this clearly, is when they had a red mask on, and this was when I was like level 10 or something, I asked them how much the Dragon Fall Helm was, because I thought the red mask was the Dragon Fall Helm.
I
That's
see.
honestly, I think it's a quite an easy mistake to make if you're new.
Yeah, so you never said anything called, never called anyone else a noob?
Oh no, I do, because I was finishing a clue yesterday, and then some level 12 started following me and said, "Can I have free stuff, please?" And I said, "No, sorry, I don't give to beggars." And then he repeats it about six other times, and so I tell him where to go, and I call him a noob, and I teleport. So I'm probably got another 3 day ban
Have you
coming up.
checked?
No, I filter evade so much.
You're gonna get banned one day.
I know. Well, I'm a political prisoner.
Yeah, okay.
Who expresses no political views?
Next rant. I'll read this one, I guess.
Yeah.
Is that really what a game needs, Jagex? Come on, stop trying to milk RuneScape for all it's worth. You're just appeasing the players 1 week at a time. Do you ever learn? Honestly, take a look at your previous minigames. Do a head count. Were they worthwhile? Obvious answer, no. Surely you realize that whatever minigames you have in store are likely doomed to the same fate. There are so many ridiculously simple things you could do to this game to make it much more enjoyable. Fixes, improvements here and there, things that will last forever. It's a shame to see that go to waste at the hands of its own developers.
Right, this is someone who probably has a fair bit of intelligence in them. They are trying to sound sophisticated, they are doing it very badly. Look at the minigames, right? Castle Wars, that's a solid success. Go to World 2 Castle Wars or World 18 Castle Wars, it's always packed. Pest Control. Now, of course, I was angry about this at first, and I'm sure a lot of people were. The fact that, you know, the XP was changed, but it was too high. And even now, it is the fastest experience in the game, if you're on a good world. Right? Tears of Guthix. Everybody likes that, because it's free experience, and you don't have to do much.
The tears makes me sad.
But basically, this guy's an idiot, because at least three of the minigames they've put in have been major successes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. That's right, but some of them are crap. Who does the Taibo on the cleanup?
Nobody, but I mean, you know, nobody does that. Nobody does the trawler. What else is there? What else is there?
Barrows?
Well, yeah, that's still pretty popular, isn't it?
Yeah, what else is there?
That's four out of six.
Let's see, let me pull it up here.
Do you think jewelry...
Okay, Agility Pyramid, is that popular?
No.
Blast Furnace?
No, 4 out of 8.
Castle Wars?
Yes, 4 out of 8.
Fishing Trawler?
No.
Gnome Ball?
No.
Maze Training Area?
Yes, I would say that is.
Ranging Minigame?
Not as much, no.
Rogue's Den.
Yeah, I think the area itself is used. You know, like
yeah.
The bank.
Yep. Shades of Morden?
No.
Tears of Guthix?
Yes.
Treasure Trails?
Yes, they are very.
Tazar Fight Pit?
Yes.
Tazar Fight Cave?
Yes, very much.
Temple Trekking?
No.
Taibo Wanted Cleanup?
No.
Rogue Trader?
No.
Okay. Rat Pits?
No.
Pest Control?
Yes.
Maze Training Arena?
Yes.
Games Room?
No.
Champions Challenge?
I think they would be if they weren't so rare. I mean, I heard they're sort of almost impossible to get.
Yeah. Brimhaven Agility Arena?
Yes, I still think... Busy times.
And Barrows says yes. Okay.
Yes. So, but, you know, they can't get it right every time, but they have had a good number of successes.
Yeah. I'd say more successes than failures.
Hmm.
Yeah. Hmm. I don't know. Is there anything else with this one?
Not really.
Okay.
Just it was one of these idiot people who tries to sound like they know something and really they know nothing.
Okay. You want to take this last rant?
Okay, this is a long one.
Okay.
Here is the story of the idiot Kareel. RuneScape Guards, okay, you have six. Have chosen to receive special powers. What will each of you like? Darok, I won. Poke, Gunthan, why did you poke me? Gunthan, I'm the oldest. I get to go first. Darok, spout wrong. This is going to annoy me. But, Gunthan, shut up. I will be able to let heal from my enemy's pain very well. Who's next? Darok, me. Aaron, be quiet, you insolent fool. I shall be next. I would like to lower my opponent's strength so they can't hit me very hard. So Aaron was the kid that always got beaten up at school. Gods, very well, who's next? Darok, me, pick me. Torak smashes Darok on head with hammers. I am next. I want to be able to lower my enemy's energy so they can't get away. I gotta start working out. Torak is fat, isn't he?
Yes.
Gods, very well, who is next? Wait, before he says anything, Darok is next. Yay, I want to hit high when I'm hurt. Gods, very well, that leaves Kareel and Varak. Garak, I guess I'll go first because Kareel is sleeping, ... again. Very well, what would you like? Varak, I want to hit through armor and prayer.
It's just armor.
Oh.
It's just armor.
This person got it wrong.
Yeah. Okay, carry on.
Gods, very well, that leaves Kareel. What would you like? Kareel. Gunthan, Torag, smash Kareel on the head. Smash her, what evil cake. Kareel, what ability would you like? Kareel? Z. Kareel, evil cake. What would you like? I like cake. I want cake. I want PK cake. Are you sure? One cake. Okay, you have the ability to lower people's agility so you can get your stupid cake. Carol, me like cake. The end. I'm sure, yes. Carol is the ranger we all love with an addiction for cake.
That's funny. Moral of the story, he was an idiot and the set effect is bad. Have the set effect hold the opponent and drain one prayer point for every 5 seconds held? Oh, God, that's overpowering range!
Yes, but range is underpowered.
No, it's not. It's inferior.
It is.
I'm glad we agree on that.
Hmm.
So, basically, he gets cake, he gets lowers agility, so he can kill all the people doing agility.
Yes, Guthan, sorry, I said it wrong. I said Guthan. It's the noobs, they're getting to me. Guthan, sorry.
Okay.
Right.
The crossbow. Yeah, something's dead. I just shot the crossbow. Anyway, so RSBNB matters?
Yes, RSBNB matters.
RSBNB
does matter.
Yes. Anyways, we've been getting not as many questions as we'd like, so I'm here to remind you that when you see that global announcement for questions, tell all your friends, post a question. Post a question. You can do text there, or you can email an audio question to questions@rsbnb.com. You can also send an audio question there. It should be under 30 seconds in length, and a WAV or MP3. Is there anything else I need to advertise for?
No, just look out for The Informer, which should be coming out very soon.
Yes!
And yeah, that's pretty much it.
Mm-hmm. What have we been doing on RuneScape?
What have you been doing, Shane? You can start.
You first.
No, you first. I'm always first.
Okay, then. You know that skill where you hit an anvil and you get metal things?
Oh, smithing, yes.
Yes, I got 70 in that.
Congratulations.
Yes. So are you going to buy my knives now?
Yes, once I finish what I've been doing and sell my stuff.
I just finished smithing and I've been working on some site stuff. And yes.
Coding.
Coding. Oh, also, if you go to shane.rsbnb.com, I got a special seed last night.
Oh, yes, you lucky thing, you.
I got a spirit tree seed. Someone says, nice, how much are they worth? I don't think they're tradable.
No, they are tradable.
And
so, first you need to get 82 farming before
83.
You can use it. 83. Okay, I'm an idiot.
And hope it doesn't die.
Yes, that would be a kick in the teeth, wouldn't it?
Yes. Yes. Okay, so what have you been doing?
I bought 20,000 Chaos, 60,000 Airs, and I was getting 85 magic with them. I still have about 6,000 Chaos left.
That won't take too long, will it?
No. I was going to repair my barrows last night in your house, but I thought it was free.
And you need money.
Yeah, well, I have 26K.
Yes, that's right. Well, interesting, definitely, I'd think. So is that it? Are we done, or...?
I think we are, Shane.
Good. So, we'll be back next week for episode 55 of this excellent show. See you all next week.
Goodbye. And remember, keep watching the stars. We'll